Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil, I need a couple of tips from you.
Okay.
All right. I was just telling Jamie, I think there's a market out there for me on OnlyFans.
Doing what exactly?
That's where we need your help.
Jamie.
This is not a bad idea. How can he make some side action money? What should he do?
People do have like a thing for voices, and you have like a traditional like radio voice, which is like real. Maybe you could just do like sexy talk.
Sexy talk.
Oh, yeah.
BJ.
I could do like audio stuff for him.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
What are you wearing, girl?
I just cringe.
Yeah.
Slap it, flip it, rub it down. Oh, yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, let's get this thing rolling. It is a Friday morning. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 49 degrees right now. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, on the Odyssey app. Also, all over America. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to a Friday. Beautiful weekend coming up. Going to be 80 degrees today. I think 81 tomorrow. And then Sunday, I think upper 70s is perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice.
Absolutely perfect. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited for the weekend. I don't really have anything planned tomorrow, so it's going to be nice to just chill out and just,
Good for you. Yeah. I'm going to a triathlon tomorrow.
A triathlon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have to take care of Frog while Lisa's doing it, right?
Yeah, she's going to be doing the triathlon tomorrow. Now, exactly what is that? Because I don't really know. I don't live in a fitness world right now.
I think it's you have to run a certain distance and then swim. And then once you're done swimming, you have to bike.
Yeah, I'm not sure what order you do it in.
I think it's running, swimming, biking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think I could do, well, no, I guess I couldn't do the running. But I think I could do, no. Probably not the swimming either.
No, I don't think so.
But I could certainly probably not do the biking.
Yeah, either. The last time you rode a bike, you had to lay there in the grass for a little bit.
I fell over in a lawn.
Yeah.
Somebody's front yard. They called 911 on me.
Yeah, they're concerned.
Oh, well, I'll be there in support. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all you really need to be doing. Yeah, so just cheering her on.
Yesterday, we did Halloween decorations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Frog was so excited.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 4-year-old running around the front yard. He just loved it, absolutely loved it. We let him put up part of the decorations. He sucks at it.
What'd you guys put up?
Skeletons, pumpkins, the standards. A Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig? Mm-hmm. Like a Peppa Pig skeleton or just Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig blow up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how Halloween that is, but nevertheless, there's a pig on the front porch.
As long as Frog likes it. Yeah. That's all that really matters.
Then we found ourselves at Walmart at 9 o'clock last night. So.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Did you even get to watch the football game last night?
No. Dude, I've got things to do. You know me. I'm a family man.
That sucks.
Yeah, well,
you could have pulled it up on your phone while she was looking through all the skeletons.
No. I got to participate. I got to act like I care, you know? You can't just fake it.
It was a pretty good game, too.
Went
down to the fourth quarter.
Good. I just put up Peppa Pig. I didn't have time for the game, pal.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
All right, we're just getting started here on a Friday. Welcome to the program, and we will take a quick break, and we'll be right back. A lot in store for you today. Pentatonics tickets to give away at 7:30 and a lot more. You stay where you are. We'll be at
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning. Welcome. It is Friday. The weekend is almost here. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I wanted to ask Schmidl, will you find the article that says fetuses smile when their parents eat carrots and grimace when they eat kale?
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's true. When you see the fetus in the ultrasound, they're smiling in one picture. Now, the grimace, you can't really tell that the person had just eaten the kale and carrots or whatever it was. But you do see a smile, and then you see a grimace. That's for sure.
That's crazy to
me. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to read the article. I'll let you know.
And man, the fetus really smiles if mom has a glass of wine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
It goes nuts then. Yeah, that's a crazy picture then.
Oh, it's like this.
I saw the pictures yesterday floating around.
You did?
I'm like, I don't buy this.
This is the first time I've seen it. I was like, what in the heck are we doing here?
Oh, my God. We decorated last night. I was telling Schmidel a few minutes ago. We're set for Halloween.
Dude, wait, I got to show you something.
What do you got?
Oh, my. I'm the winner. I am the winner of Halloween.
Uh-oh.
I am the winner.
What are you one-upping me for?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, jeez. I thought I did such a great thing last night.
What all did you guys do?
Putting out the pumpkins and the skeletons and the cats and all that stuff. Just the Halloween stuff. Standard stuff.
Okay.
Maybe a few cobwebs on the front door.
Here you go.
Great. Just great. Two giant inflatable eyeballs. Where's mine?
I know. Is that funny or what?
I got to start over.
It says two pieces Halloween inflatable eyeballs, lights. You can change the bloodshot eyeballs with color change. Waterproof, built-in LED light, blow up your yard decor, holiday party, and it's already been shipped and it's arriving today.
Yeah.
And it's $32.
I actually saw those last night at Walmart.
No!
Yeah.
I thought I got like an Amazon exclusive.
No. Those are out there, yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The eyeballs are out there. They've got everything now inflatable.
Well, yeah, I know, because I didn't do the gigantic skeletons or whatever, because everybody did those kind of last year, the gigantic. So I thought I was new and improved with eyeballs.
Yeah. They now have a skeleton. Well, it's got a pumpkin head on it, and this thing's like 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Michelle's neighbors has two of them. At each entrance of their house.
Oh, man.
And they're humongous.
Yeah, Frog wanted that one bad.
I bet.
We're like, no. Can't fit it in the truck, man.
Well, I'm glad you guys decorated. That's awesome.
Yeah, we got the decorations up yesterday, and he's so excited about it. But we're one of the only in the neighborhood. But I think a lot of people will do it this weekend.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. Man, I'm bummed that the eyeballs are out there.
Yeah, they are.
I thought I had a super secret Amazon buy. Doggone it.
I like the eyeballs.
I'm excited about them.
Yeah. They don't look as good on the packaging.
Your
picture looks a lot better. If I'd known that they were going to look like that in the front yard, man, I would have been all over the eyeballs last night.
Yeah, I got a smoke machine.
Yeah.
I got it all.
Yeah, but
careful of the smoke machine. I will give you guys a little bit of warning because I've used it before, but the smoke will come back bellowing into your house, and it makes your wood floors so slippery, you'll die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've eaten it. So it's like, whoa!
Yeah, we got the fog machine.
Yeah, you got to do
all
that.
Bought the fog liquid last night.
Yeah.
All set to go, baby.
Hey, it's so exciting. Oh, and I know one thing you don't have that I won.
What?
The Martha Stewart spooky sound effects.
No, I don't. I forgot about the sound effects.
Yeah, I got
son of a. Yeah. I got to go back today.
Well, you can tell Alexa. You never use her.
No, I don't use her.
Because you can tell her to play spooky sound effects.
Yeah, I unplugged her.
Well, you might want to plug her back in.
Her and I are on the outs.
You can plug her back in outside and say, hey, Alexa, play spooky sounds.
Okay.
And she'll play them forever.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah. I don't have to go buy anything.
No.
I thought I was going to have to buy a CD. Put it in my CD machine.
Now, Schmidel, do you guys decorate?
Not for Halloween.
No.
Okay. We do a little bit of Christmas lights, but no Halloween.
But it's because kind of your house just takes on its own Halloween look.
Yeah, pretty much. Like year round. Yeah,
you're kind of spooky anyway.
Yeah.
You're that house that we all talk about in the neighborhood. Like, oh my God, there's crazy people that live there.
Yeah,
they're so scary. Did you guys all grow up with like a couple of houses in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
And then you grew up later and you realized they were actually nice people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, ours turned out to be a meth house.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We definitely don't have a meth house, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's very run down.
Yeah, but we had a couple of those, like they didn't mow and they had weeds. And so I don't know why that scared us.
You've got a gutter that's hanging off. Yeah, it looks all so spooky. Scary.
Yeah, our gutters hang off hardcore. And they just have holes everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, man. So you did decorate.
Yeah.
Perfect.
For about 30 years.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie on a Friday. Weekend is almost here. What is this weekend? The 24th? Man, oh, man. September's almost gone and October's almost here.
Today is the 23rd.
Today is the 23rd. Tomorrow's the 24th and 25th. All right.
That's how that works. Yep.
Whew, the weekend is what? The last weekend of the month, I think it is. Yeah. Man, oh, man.
And then Monday's the 26th.
And then how many?
And Tuesday's the 27th.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying the month is almost over.
Yep, it sure is. That's
and
crazy.
October is here. And then what did you tell us yesterday? 14 Fridays. Weekends?
Fridays.
14 Fridays till Christmas.
Yeah.
13 now, right?
I don't know how they counted that because they did it yesterday. So I don't know.
I'm assuming that today counts.
Yeah, today counts. We just started today.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got 13 left after today.
After today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys. So my son is going to homecoming, right?
Yeah. When is homecoming?
Next weekend.
Okay.
And then he's going to another one in Elizabeth.
Okay.
For her side.
Oh, she goes to a different school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is fun.
And well that's just, pretty exciting, isn't it?
Well, I mean...
Do they do a dance?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And all that? Yeah.
They do all that. You know, it's like a whole thing, blah, blah, blah. It's just that it's just a pain because I'm like, okay. And like I told you how they shop, they send five dresses. And I'm like, still, today... As of today, we have 1 week, right? And I have to get the, 5 days. I have to get the corsage and all that stuff. Uh-huh. I still don't have colors.
Is she going to have two different dresses since they're going to two different homecomings?
Yep. And I have to get two different corsages because it'll be dead by the next one.
Right.
So I have to get two different corsages and two different boutonnieres.
That sounds super fun.
Is it like last year? Is there a shortage this year?
I don't know.
Because last year it was a real headache, remember?
Oh, my God.
Somebody came through for us.
Yeah, somebody who was starting their own florist business came through for us. And in fact, I had to meet our boss in an alley and give him a corsage because his son didn't have one.
Yeah, it was like a big drug like deal.
Yeah, so we met over there in an alley and I had the special corsage for his son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember, it was a big deal last year because, I mean, everybody was scrambling for the corsage and nobody could find one.
Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't even tried yet because I have no colors.
Well, just pick something basic.
Yeah, I guess.
Just go neutral.
Yeah, doesn't, like, white go with everything?
Yeah. Just pick something neutral and run with it.
All right, white.
And just say, hey, look, Toots, you got what you got.
Yeah, I mean, she brought it on herself.
Yeah, you brought it on.
Toots, that is what I'm going to call
say,
her.
Say, hey, Toots, hey, you get what you get. Sorry.
All right, I'm going to call her Toots. But, like, I haven't met her family or anything. I don't know. The whole thing's weird. I don't know them.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to meet the family, though. Well, I mean, it's like, only homecoming. Well, it's not like they're getting married.
But I mean, it's all the way out there in Elizabeth. And then, you know, homecoming stays so late. And then, I don't know. I kind of want him to stay over there, you know, instead of driving all the way back.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of weird, too.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I'd be calling hey, can my son sleep on your couch?
How far is that? It's not that far, is it?
It's like kind of far.
30 minutes?
Yeah, but it's about 45.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, you know, that late. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, can my son spend the night on your couch? I don't know. It's the whole thing. And then he won't get a haircut. Yeah. What the heck is that, you guys? Why all this long hair? I'm so over the long hair.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
You should see his school pictures, BJ. You can't even see his eyes.
Right? Yeah. So I don't know what's happened, but all of a sudden, the long hair is back, man.
Oh, my God.
And it has been for a while, but every kid's got it now.
And I keep saying, will you make an appointment? Make an appointment. Yeah, I could do it. Yeah. And they all talk like that, too.
Yeah.
They have long hair, and they talk like this.
All right, another TV anchor has been fired, this time at KTLA in Los Angeles. I guess he went on the air and he ranted about a colleague that had been with the TV station for 24 years.
Ooh.
And they let her go, and he went on the air to defend her.
Who is it?
Mark Mester?
Mark Mester.
I don't think I know
Mark
him.
Mark Mester.
Can I see his picture?
Her name was Lynette Romero.
I know her. I know Lynette. Yeah. Let's see.
They fired her.
Oh, I don't know him.
And then he's a young dude, so I don't think he's been there that long.
Yeah, I don't know him, but I know her. Yeah. Oh, wow. He got fired.
He got fired because he went on the air dissing the TV station because they let her go, his colleague.
Wow.
He likes her. That's her buddy, his buddy, too.
Wow, that's crazy.
Here's part of the rant.
So I'm going to take some time and ask to speak directly to you to tell you what it is that happened here on Wednesday. So I want to start off right now by offering up an apology to you. What the viewers experienced was rude, it was cruel, it was inappropriate, and we are so sorry. I also want to say sorry to Lynette Romero, because Lynette, I love you so much. You literally are my best friend. You did not deserve what happened to you on Wednesday. An announcement was made on Wednesday. Sam Rubin had to read it. It was unfortunate, and as we mentioned, it was inappropriate, and we are so sorry about that. Lynette deserved to say goodbye. It didn't happen. I don't know who wrote the script. I don't know who handed it to Sam Rubin. Regardless, this was a mistake. We owe you an apology, and we owe Lynette an apology. Now, we can't show this to you this morning, but Lynette, we do have a gift for you. It is flying over our station this morning. There are words. They're from an airplane, and there is a banner that's flying over Hollywood right now, and all we can say...
This guy missed her, did he?
Well, it's kind of... If she'd been there... How long had she been there?
She'd been there 24 years.
And they didn't let her say goodbye?
No, but that's very common.
What kind of TV stations let them say goodbye?
Yeah, I know in radio you don't. I mean,
they're afraid they'll go rogue.
I mean, you listening to the show, I mean, you've listened to radio programs for a long, long time, and you've had people that have been on the air one day, and they're gone the next. Yeah. There's no explanation whatsoever.
It's a weird thing with radio. They won't let you say goodbye, but television, they usually let you say goodbye.
Yeah, this guy, he took a long time to do his rant, though. I mean, he goes on for like five, 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're taking up TV time here when we're supposed to be doing the news, and all you're doing is ranting about management around here, and they let him go. They fired him.
And then what, he bought an airplane with a banner behind it
or something?
Yeah. Flying around.
Yeah, he's trying to prove his point, but you could tell he's a young dude. He's not been around the business that long, it doesn't look like.
Right.
And he probably crossed the line just a bit. Management walked in and said, okay, you're done too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We'll see you, pal.
They took the big hook and pulled him off stage. Yeah, poor guy. Wow. And then they made Sam Rubin, because Sam Rubin, a lot of people still know because he does national stuff too. But so they made him go on the air and read like Lynette's not going to be here anymore?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal though, Jamie. If that happened to me, okay, if they walk in and let me go today, are you going to come back on and rant about it on Monday?
No.
Are you going to fly a banner over the radio station saying, BJ, we miss you, we love you?
No. I got a kid to pay for.
Yep, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Sorry.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
The movie that's caused so much controversy is released today, Don't Worry, Darling, directed by Olivia Wilde, starring Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. Now, that's the movie that supposedly Harry Styles spit on his, you know, his co-whatever worker during the premiere. It's also supposedly where Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, even though she was supposedly married, hooked up and now they're dating. It's also the movie that caused controversy because Olivia Wilde was on stage and she got served with papers.
Yeah, and everything that you're mentioning is, you know, it's been kind of a pre-movie release and everybody's been looking forward to it, although the reviews for the movie are horrible.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard Harry was unbelievable.
They say it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I was reading it this morning.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying the reviews that it really sucks.
What did Rotten Tomatoes say? Do you know?
It has a 35% rating, so that's bad.
That is bad.
Yeah. Bad.
Well, but they are saying that Harry Styles is a great actor, and I did see that, so I don't know. I am amazed at people like Harry Styles, Lady Gaga, that can go from the stage to film, you know, and deliver.
That is pretty amazing.
It is. Crazy.
Yeah, they're projecting this thing's going to do anywhere between 15 to 20 million.
Oh, really? That's
it? That's not much.
That's not much at all. Avatar is being re-released. Advance ticket sales indicate that Avatar could rack up $8 million to $10 million from 3D, not CD, 3D theaters over the weekend. So they're re-releasing that huge movie. Let's see here. Amazon had the NFL stream last night. Did you see it?
I did not.
Why?
Because we did Halloween decorations, and I didn't have a chance. We were outside putting up the pumpkins, putting up the skeletons.
While a game was on?
Yeah, while a game was on. And you know, I have a hard time getting it on my TV anyway. I can't figure that sucker out for some reason.
With the Amazon stream?
Yeah.
However, they're not drawing as much as television did last year.
Not even close.
No, they're down 3 million.
Yeah, so. I mean, Sunday Night Football's been doing 23 million, 24 million people. And the stream only does like 12 million.
Yeah, so I think it's because people like you can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You know? And people that can't figure it out don't want to sit there and look at it on their little phone.
Yeah.
You know, hold
and
it in their
hand. I think we just perceive that more people have Amazon Prime than what really do have it when
Maybe
you get outside
it.
The big cities, you know?
Yep, that could be it. All right, Johnny Depp. We mentioned this yesterday. Johnny Depp is dating his lawyer. Everybody was so excited at the headline, but it's not Camille.
No.
Oh, I wanted it to be her, though.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah. It's this other chick with British teeth.
She's a fairly good-looking girl, though.
Yeah, if she keeps her mouth closed.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. No, I saw.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess they say that their relationship is really serious. She shares two children with her estranged husband. I think he has two grown children. So, I guess he represented her in the UK, and they're real, real serious.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got himself a smart one, and he'll probably be in more legal trouble later. So he's got her
Oh
right
yeah,
there.
You get free legal advice.
Yeah, that's the nice that's the uptick. Adam Levine. Oh my God, you guys! I posted it yesterday. Did you see that Tommy Lee from Motley Crue posted screenshots of Adam Levine sending him texts?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. So we were making fun, like, what if he reaches out to a guy or whatever, too? But guess what? He did with Tommy Lee.
Yeah, we said that yesterday.
Oh my.
It's like, okay, the only thing more shocking than what he's already done is if he does it to a dude.
Yeah.
And he did!
So here's what he wrote to Tommy Lee. He said, holy F. Holy FFF. And then he wrote, that rod of yours is insane.
Adam, what are you doing, buddy? Maybe the band should go on tour. Maybe take up some of your time or something.
Yeah.
Because you've got way too much time on your hands, man.
Way too much time.
What's he doing? He's DMing everybody.
Yeah. In fact, I guess the yoga instructor is saying more now. She said that when he wrote to her saying, I want to spend the whole day with you naked, her boyfriend saw it and got really mad and confronted Adam about the inappropriate text. And then he fired her and ghosted her.
He did?
Yeah. And never talked to her again.
Yeah, she said he treated her like trash.
Yeah. Yep. So she was supposed to go on the 3-month tour with them as the yoga instructor. Man, that's having some money. I need to bring the yoga instructor.
No, that's not why he was bringing her, though.
Oi.
Yeah. He was bringing for a different reason. We can tell now. It wasn't for the yoga.
Maybe right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that happened. Kanye West has apologized to Kim for any stress he caused, and he's going to run for president again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So. Well, we got options now.
Yeah, Kanye West is going to run. I hope he wins this time.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey also said he might run for president.
Oh, boy.
So let's just put that over
there.
Lots
of options.
Yeah, so many. And then did you see the premiere of season 2 of The Kardashian?
I did not.
What? You missed football and the Kardashians?
Yeah, I missed it all last night, man. We had to get the skeletons out.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess that was on, so let me put that over here. Brad Pitt. They asked Brad Pitt, who are the most handsome people in the world, past and present? Well, he said Paul Newman, which my mom loved Paul Newman.
Really?
Oh, my God. She was in love with him. She thought he was just the hottest man on the planet.
Yeah, he was a good-looking feller, right?
He looks good on the spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, he looks great.
And on I get his salad dressing.
Yeah, he's got salad dressing, salsa. He's got all kinds of stuff out there.
Now, he's dead, right?
No. Paul Newman, is he dead?
Yes. He died in 2008.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah. That's been a long time.
Holy crap. Yeah. I had no idea.
How old was he when he died?
Do you know? 1925 to 2008. So,
carry the one.
What's that? 75 plus 8. Yeah. So that's 83.
Ugh, that was a long walk.
If his birthday had happened.
We have a new feature this morning. It's coming up soon. It's called Halloween blank to do with Dylan.
No, it's fall crap.
Fall crap. Fall crap to do with Dylan. Dylan hands me a page and he goes, here's a bunch of fall F's. He said the actual word. And I was like, okay, thanks, Dylan.
Well, I just want people to get in the mood this weekend, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a new feature. It'll be coming up. So it's called Fall Crap with Dylan. And it's a new feature on Fridays.
Yeah. I think we're going to the pumpkin farm.
Wait, you're running the new feature.
Well, I didn't say where it's at or what it is. I don't want to step on your toes, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man.
But the pumpkin farm, I think we're going to hit that sucker.
Now, are they still doing the thing out at Chatfield?
I think so. Yeah. They do it every year, so I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah, man, that corn maze. I'm not a fan of that corn maze out there.
Yeah, I've gotten lost in it.
Yeah, I have too, and it's not fun.
No.
I'm just like, why am I stuck here? And I'm like, yay! Yeah.
The only good thing about it is you're so close to the mountains, you know where West is. Because you can see the mountains from the corn maze.
That's the only way I got out of that sucker.
That's
true. And then the other thing is, again, this is the Chatfield Fall Festival. What's funny?
Him just being like, is this north? Is this south? Yeah. Which way do I need to go in this maze? No,
I literally got claustrophobic in there and made an exit just through the corn. Screw the path. I just went through the corn, went straight to the mountains.
When my son was like 10, probably, he got in those plastic balls that they have that you walk on water, you know, in the plastic balls. Well, two things happened. Number one, he said he got in it and somebody had farted in it before him.
Oh. Okay.
So he was walking in a ball of fart. And then number two, it had rocks in it and it was hitting him in the head.
Oh, man.
They did not have fun. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.